A new school year is also bringing on new changes for the types of snacks being offered on campus. The USDA recently announced its final changes to the Smart Snacks and School Regulations, part of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. More than 100,000 public schools, from elementary to high schools, are affected. The changes will include all snacks sold in school stores, at fundraisers, and perhaps most importantly, in vending machines, which many public schools have. Snacks must contain either a fruit, vegetable, dairy, or protein-rich food as their first ingredient. Any foods containing starch, such as chips, popcorn, crackers, and granola bars, must contain at least 50% whole grains. Anything containing trans fats is banned, as is anything containing more than 35% sugar by weight or 35% calories from fat. Drinks are also subject to these new rules. In elementary schools, the only available drinks will be water, non-fat milk, or 100% fruit juice. High schoolers are allowed to have sodas and sports drinks, but only if they have fewer than 60 calories per 12 ounces, which pretty much limits them to the diet varieties. One of the more interesting new stipulations is that any ads students see will only be allowed to advertise products permitted by these new rules, meaning if the soda machine only sells diet sodas, it cannot display the name brand. According to the USDA, one study found that 70% of elementary and middle school students see food or drink marketing in school. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.